Rubio challenger Val Demings refused to explain when she believes abortion should be illegal. By Hannah Blow on October 19, 2022. Democrat Representative Val Demings, DFL, once again refused to explain when, exactly, she believes abortion should be illegal, prompting Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, to question her extremist view. Rubio, during Tuesday night's debate, identified himself as 100% pro-life, not because I want to deny anyone the rights, but because I believe that innocent human life is worthy of the protection of our laws. He referenced Senator Lindsey Graham's, RSC, bill, a four-month ban, which he noted is still more lenient than every country in Europe except for two. The extremist on abortion in this campaign is Congresswoman Demings. She supports no restrictions, no limitations of any kind. She's against the four-month ban. She voted against a five-month ban. She supports taxpayer-funded abortion on demand for any reason at any time, up until the moment of birth. That's what she supports, he explained, prompting Demings to explain that she believes the murder of an unborn child should be left up to the woman, her family, her doctor, and her faith. Demings denied Rubio's characterization of her extremist views, contending that she supports abortion up until the point of viability. But once again, the Democrat refused to identify when viability begins. Can you ask her if she'll support a 24-week ban? Will you support a 24-week ban? Rubio asked. Because you didn't support a 20-week ban. Up to the time of viability, she said. That's the vague language they all give, Rubio said, calling Demings out for failing to provide an actual answer. And then they talk about the doctor and the family. Let me tell you who else is in that room, that abortion room. The government is in that room because she brought them in there. She wants the taxpayer to pay for that abortion. That's government involvement. Watch. This is far from the first time Demings has failed to actually identify when the point of viability is, failing to do so during an August interview with CBS Miami's Jim DeFeo as well.